Basketball. We've got joining us head coach of the West Plains Scissors, Mason Miller. And, well, good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Oh, good. Just another morning in the Ozarks.
It is. Not bad temperature-wise. How was that sunrise, man?
Oh, hey, it's I'm starting to like all the long periods of daylight.
Yes. Yeah, the days
starting
are
to get longer.
Yep, a little bit longer. Well, let's back up to our last couple of Scissor games and look at that, you know, because the regular season's in the books.
Yep, hey, regular season's in the books. I guess since I came in here last, I guess we've only had one game since then.
Right.
Played Bolivar this past Tuesday night. Went to Bolivar. Ended up kind of escaping with a win. Bolivar hit a lot of shots late, especially in the fourth quarter. I think I hit by six threes. End up cutting it from a double-digit lead for us to about two.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end up holding on to about six. But it was a big win. It was a big win for us. It got us to the double-digit mark, got us to 10 wins, also got us to 5 wins in conference. So, I mean, we went 5-5 in conference for the first time since 2020, 2021. So, mm-hmm. It's been about 3 years. So that's a big achievement for us, especially in the OC, because mm-hmm. I think the OC is really good year in and year out. But Bolivar Coach Hoy does a great job over at Bolivar. Always has them prepared. It was the third time we've played him this year. Lost him the first time, being the second time, being the third time.
Yeah, they kind of there towards the end of this last game Tuesday night. They kind of sped up, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean. Teams, you've kind of got a happy medium where you like to be, and they pushed it a little beyond that, but still was able to be steadfast and get the win.
Yeah, and that's ultimately the goal overall whenever you're playing these games is, they did start to speed up a little bit, they hit a lot of shots. I went back and watched. I felt like we played really good in the first three quarters of that game. We controlled the pace. We control the paint. We always try to get our best shot. And then in the fourth, we got a little too sped up. Bolivar hit some shots.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily our boys, we kind of came together and kind of came out strong at the very end and hit free throws down late.
Well, the district starts next week. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday for Class 5, District 6, I believe, right?
Yep. We are – boys are Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday.
Oh, is that how – it's mm-hmm. not Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Mm-hmm. It's Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday. So our district championship will be on a Tuesday. Girls, on the other hand, which – I know with the whole district. I mean, they're in the same district, but they're not in the same district.
Yeah.
But they are Wednesday, Friday, Monday. So their district championship would be on a Monday.
Ah.
So it's crazy.
Yeah. But I mean, you get some days in between. But your first round, you got the 5 seed.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to play the 4 seed Willard, and you met them early in the year, didn't you?
Yeah. Hey, met them the second game of the year. When we went to their place, with Willard, they've had a really good year this year. I think they got 16 wins right now, 15 or 16 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Adamson does a great job over there. Always has his boys prepared. They got a lot of seniors. They got a lot of guys to return from last year. But I'm just ready to see what our Scissors can do going into that game on Thursday night, especially. It's kind of a revenge game from our second game of the year. See where we're at on a neutral floor against them.
So will you collectively as a team sit down and watch that game and kind of break it down together? Or,
what I really like doing is, I mean, we won't go back and watch. We'll watch bits and pieces of our original game film.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll try to go back and we're gonna go through and we're gonna watch bits and pieces of more recent film, because I will say, I mean the little bit I've watched about of Willard, I mean they're better than they were their fourth game of the year, and we're better than we were our second game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of so we're just gonna kind of go through and just make sure tendencies are still the same. See what defenses have shifted overall. Has anybody kind of stepped up for them that we didn't see step up in our second game of the year watching them? Mm-hmm. Because we really haven't seen them in person since I think we're watching a little bit in the blue and gold. So it's been a while. It's been a little over a month since we watched them last.
What areas in that first meeting were you able to exploit?
One thing that I think we've done a really good job, even the whole year and even in that game, I felt like the one thing they do really well is they love to full court man. Mm-hmm. And they love to try to speed you up. But I feel like our guards really handled the pressure really well and got them kind of backing up a little bit after we kind of broke the press.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing against any team that presses, once you can get a few layups on that backside, those teams don't get as aggressive. They kind of start backing up a little bit. So I feel like that's one thing that we do really well, even in that game early.
Well, you know, and I say this all the time, that full court press is great early in the season. Teams then kind of get used to it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because teams get labeled, hey, you know, their guards can't handle pressure. Mm-hmm. So everybody throws pressure at them.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, that's doing a coach a favor mm-hmm. if they've got players with the mentality and the thick skin to, you know, work on it and get better, and you all have gotten better at that.
Yeah, and we've been pressed a lot this year,
and some different personnel too, and
way different. Like we got pressed against Parkview, we handled that really well. We got pressed against Willard. It's just all different types of pressure. But we've seen everything from a diamond to a box press to a full court man to a run and jump. But it's stuff that it's hard to. Really mimic. It's really hard to mimic that in practice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good. The more we see it, I mean, it's never a bad thing mm-hmm. To go out there and especially against really good ball pressure and see what we can do against it.
Well, tomorrow night it's baseball, not basketball, but Coach Sharp is having his baseball tacos and trivia.
Yeah,
that's going to be at the West Plains High School cafeteria. Now they've moved it.
Okay.
And 6 p.m., and you can get your tickets at the door. And, you know, the proceeds from that helps, you know, with the expenses occurred during the baseball season. Mm-hmm. You know, the road games and the tournaments and buying the Gatorade and the sandwiches. But it's a big deal, isn't it, to have support for all sports?
Oh, yes, for sure. And any and all sports and even activities as well. I mean, I know our band even goes through. I know it's way early, but our band even goes through early in August and September, and they sell all those band cards.
Yeah.
I mean all that money and all that support that we get is great for every one of our athletics and activities.
Hey everybody! Again, Mason Miller, head coach of the West Bladen Zizzers, Thursday night they're going to take on Willard, and that game will air on Hot Country KDY 102.5. Coach, we appreciate you coming by.
I appreciate it. Thank you.